بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على المبعوث رحمة للعالمين سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. My brothers and sisters in Islam, we continue تفسير سورة الجاثية. We stopped at verse number 19. We start in verse number 20. Just recapping what we have spoke about last night, or where we stopped at. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made it clear to Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and his followers that Allah put you on a clear guidance, on a clear sharia. And sharia means legal ways, yani fiqh, laws, and aqidah, monotheism and tawheed. That is the sharia. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he said to Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, ثُمَّ جَعَلْنَاكَ عَلَى شَرِيعَةٍ مِنَ الْأَمْرِ. We put you on a clear sharia of the commandments of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. After that, he told him that all the kuffar and the people who do not like your sharia, verily they can avail you nothing against Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And they are each other's awliya, and Allah is your wali, and the wali of every mu'min believer. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, هَذَا بَصَائِرُ لِلنَّاسِ وَهُدًا وَرَحْمَةٌ لِقَوْمٍ يُوقِنُونَ. This Quran is a clear insight and evidence for mankind, and a guidance and a mercy for people who have faith with certainty. شوف my brother, subhanallah al-azim. Listen, the Quran in itself, guidance and insight. The Sharia of Islam, the Quran and the Sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam is insight and a clear guidance and mercy to mankind and to people who have certainty. What do we understand from this is insight basair? Yani, if you want guidance in your life, it's nowhere in other than the Quran and the Sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. If you want solution to your problems, it is nowhere except in the Quran and the Sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. If you want to live a decent life, it is nowhere except in the Quran and the Sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Not only that, it is guidance. It guides you. Wahudan. It is guidance that guides people to the right path. It brings you happiness in this life and in the hereafter. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not bring the sharia of Islam to make people miserable. It's to make them happy. And there is no happiness except in the sharia of Islam. And my brothers, if you want further proof, ask the people who convert to Islam. Who truly convert to Islam, ask them, why have you left the joys of, or so-called the joys of your jahiliyyah life? They would say, Islam brings us happiness, a peace within ourselves. Tayyib, is it only that? No, it is rahmah, mercy. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said to Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا رَحْمَةً لِلْعَالَمِينَ. We only sent you, O Muhammad, as a mercy to mankind. And this Quran and the Sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is definitely, beyond doubt, a mercy to mankind. And that's why listen to the words of Allah carefully and reflect when you read the word of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when he said, for people who have faith with certainty, with yaqeen, liqawmin yuqinun. But what does this mean? This means if you're a loser, when someone asks you, Islam, the sharia of Islam has no mercy in it, how can you cut the hand of a thief? This is barbaric. You say, no, this is mercy. If you do not have certainty in Islam, you start to stutter, you start to trip and fall and don't know what to say. And this is, wal'iyadhu billah, a clear proof that you have no certainty in Islam. You have no certainty that Islam is mercy to mankind. That the sharia of the most merciful, shari'atul rahman, has no mercy to mankind. And in this verse, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, هَذَا بَصَائِرُ لِلنَّاسِ وَهُدًا وَرَحْمَةٌ لِقَوْمٍ يُوقِنُونَ, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He put you a manhaj, a clear way, a da'i, that he should not waver, he should not change, he should remain on the straight path, should not trip and fall, should not be scared. A da'i, this is the path of a da'i, that it is a target and there is a goal. And he is firm and steadfast to the sirat al-mustaqim all the way. He does not have doubt in his da'wah. He does not have doubt in the things he is trying to deliver to people. Because that is basair, an insight, a guidance, mercy. That's why the da'i, he's firm and steadfast all the way. He does not turn. Because to him, the way is clear. The path is clear. Layluha kanahariha, as the Prophet ﷺ said, the night of it is similar to the day of it. لا يزيغ عنها إلا هالك. Anyone who turns away or alter that path, he is demolished. He is demolished. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, أَمْ حَسِبَ الَّذِينَ اجْتَرَحُوا السَّيِّئَاتِ أَنْ نَجْعَلَهُمْ كَالَّذِينَ آمَلُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ سَوَاءً مَحْيَاهُمْ وَمَمَاتُهُمْ سَاءَ مَا يَحْكُمُونَ Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saying, do these people who commit sins, who fall into wrongdoing, are we going to make him equal to the disbelievers, polytheists? Are no equal to the believers, are no equal to the monotheists, are no equal to the people of Tawheed and Islam who lived their life according to the Sharia of Islam and endured hardship for Islam. How can they be equal? And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He is saying this verse in a wondering way. Yani it's amazing. And He said that in another verse in Surah Al-Qalam, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, أَفَنَجْعَلُ الْمُسْلِمِينَ كَالْمُجْرِمِينَ مَا لَكُمْ كَيْفَ تَحْكُمُونَ Do we make the Muslims like the criminals? And here, don't think crime just killing someone or stealing. Crime also rejecting monotheism and rejecting Tawheed. That is a crime. Because if you reject the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if you reject the asl, your natural tendency, the fitrah that Allah created you with, and then going to whims and desires, and following and fighting against yourself, that is a crime. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, كُلُّ مَوْلُودٍ يُولَدُ عَلَى الْفِطْرَةِ Every child is born on the fitrah, يعني to the meaning on Islamic monotheism and tawheed. But his parents, they turned him to Jew or a Christian or a fire worshipper, a Majusi. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala creates people believing in tawheed. أَفِي اللَّهِ شَكْ Is there a doubt in Allah? Then they would turn away from tawheed, from Islam. So, we're not going to make him equal. And that's what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying. We are not going to make these people equal. They will never be equal in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that would bring me to the point that Islam, that tawheed and Islam is not a religion of equality. It is a religion of justice. Islam is a religion of justice. He gave everyone what he deserves and everyone his rights. The woman has her right and the man and the men have their rights and the children have their rights and the kafir has his rights in Islam and the mu'min has his rights in Islam in this dunya and the hereafter. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says that the ones in the hereafter who sinned in this dunya, they were now equal in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And here, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَخَلَقَ اللَّهُ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضَ بِالْحَقِّ وَلِتُجْزَى كُلُّ نَفْسٍ بِمَا كَسَبَتْ وَهُمْ لَا يُظْلَمُونَ And Allah has created the heavens and the earth with the truth in order that each person may be recompensed what he has earned, and they will not be wronged. Shuf subhanallah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he says here that he created the heavens and earth with the truth. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he created the heavens and earth and subjected them to you, so you can follow the haqq. And the wisdom behind that creation, لِتُجَزَى كُلُّ نَفْسٍ بِمَا كَسَبَتْ. So every soul, every person may be recompensed what he has earned. شوف سبحان الله. وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ. I only created the jinn and mankind so they can worship me. And in the hereafter, each soul, each person will be paid back what he has done in this dunya. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala moved on to tell us, أَفَرَأَيْتَ مَنِ اتَّخَذَ إِلَهَهُ هَوَاهُ وَأَضَلَّهُ اللَّهُ عَلَىٰ عِلْمٍ وَخَتَمَ عَلَىٰ سَمْعِهِ وَقَلْبِهِ وَجَعَلَ عَلَىٰ بَصَرِهِ غِشَاوَةٍ فَمَنْ يَهْدِيهِ مِنْ بَعْدِ اللَّهِ أَفَلَا تَذَكَّرُونَ. Have you seen him who takes his own lust, vain desires, as his ilah, God, and Allah, knowing him as such, left him astray and sealed his hearing and his heart and put a cover on his sight? Who then will guide him after Allah? Will you not then remember? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he is telling us, haven't you seen to the ones who took his whims and desires as lords beside Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as gods and deities beside Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Haven't you seen to the ones who take his own lusts and desires a god beside Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? And this is when I say, my brothers and sisters in Islam, that shirk, it's not only practiced just prostrating to idols. Shirk can take a different form. Your whims and desires can be ilah beside Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When you give authority to your whims and desires to control your life away from the sharia of Islam, you have turned them then gods beside Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, deities beside Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Didn't Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he said to the meaning, yani he said, اتخذوا أحبارهم ورهبانهم أربابا من دون الله. They have taken their rabbis and monks, lords beside Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Adi ibn Hatim radiallahu anhu, he heard the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says this, as in the hadith collected by Ahmad and Tirmidhi, when the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was reciting this, he said, فَقُلْتُ لَهُ أَنَّا لَسْنَا نَعْبُدُهُمْ. He said to the Messenger, we don't worship these people. We don't worship them beside Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But listen to what the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied with. أَلَيْسَ يُحَرِّمُونَ مَا أَحَلَّ اللَّهُ فَتُحَرِّمُونَهُ وَيُحِلُّونَ مَا حَرَّمَ اللَّهُ وَيُحِلُّونَ مَا حَرَّمَ اللَّهُ فَتُحِلُّونَهُ. فَقُلْتُ بَلَى. قَالَ فَتِلْكَ عِبَادَتُهُمْ. He said, then they make haram what Allah made halal, and then you obey him with that, and you make it haram for yourselves, and then you make halal what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made haram and forbids, then you make it halal. Adi radiallahu anhu, he said, yes, bala. Then the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, this is fatilka ibadatuhum. This is what you are worshipping. You are worshipping them now. And when your obedience to your wife, to your children, to anyone, makes you make things haram halal and halal haram, that is a worship to them. And that is befalling under that verse. And then, وَأَضَلَّهُ اللَّهُ عَلَىٰ عِلْمٍ. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, and Allah, knowing him as such, left him astray. Shuf. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala only misguides people who don't want to be guided. Yani, what's a type? Is it oppression that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put a kafir in Jahannam to eternity? Well, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he gave him the chance. 20, 30, 40, 50, 60 years. You research football, you research cricket, you research this, you research that, 15 years trying to get a certificate so you can have a good career. Not even once in your life thought, where am I going after death? is there a creator to this world? Why I am here? And looked at Islam once in your life and rejecting the call within you that tells you go and learn about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Go and learn who Allah is. And if someone does not want to, and he turns away, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us in the previous verses, he turns away from the verses of Allah with mockery and with hatred towards Islam and hatred towards the word of Allah and the verses of Allah, look what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says. وَخَتَمَ عَلَى سَمْعِهِ Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he will seal his hearing and his heart and put a cover on his sight. وَجَعَلَ عَلَى بَصَرِهِ غِشَاوَةً So all the entrances, all the doors for guidance, you're seeing by seeing the verses of Allah. You're hearing by listening to the verses of Allah. Your heart, the ability to analyze the verses of Allah and to think, all of this sealed. And that's why you can never, ever be guided if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not want to guide you. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he says, وَقَالُوا مَا هِيَ إِلَّا حَيَاتُنَا الدُّنْيَا نَمُوتُ وَنَحْيَا وَمَا يُهْلِكُنَا إِلَّا الدَّهْرِ وَمَا لَهُمْ بِذَٰلِكَ مِنْ عِلْمٍ إِنْ هُمْ إِلَّا يَظُنُّونَ Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and they say, there is nothing but our life of this world. We die and we live, and nothing destroys us except ad-dahr, time. And they have no knowledge of it. They only conjecture or doubts. Subhanallah al-Azim. Listen to this shallow view at life, to this shallow, silly view at life. Yani, here, what are they saying? They're saying, it is only time that kills us. It is only time that destroys us. It is only time, because of time we die. That is the reality of their words. Of course, this shallow view at life, haven't you thought that who is behind the sun and the moon, the heavens and the earth, the depth of the seas, the rain, all this? How did it come about? How it was put all of it together for us? Of course, as we said previously, any scientist would tell you how the rain falls on us, how the water is evaporated, goes up towards the heaven, forms the clouds, and there is rain. But can he tell you why it works like this? Why there is no other way except this? Of course he's not able to. Because mankind, when they look at things in a very shallow way. But you need to reflect further than that, to know there has to be a creator who created this. But they still deny and reject that reality. And they try to hide it because they are drowning with their whims and desires. And here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he's saying, this is some of them, this is what they say. It is time. The question here, if it is time that makes people go old and die, then how do you explain the death of babies? Who for certainty, time did not kill them. How do you explain that a sick can live and healthy can die? How can you explain that a lot of old people that live for a very long time, but young people die early, some of them? Because time, it's not the one who kills people. Because time does not own death. Because time did not give life. It is Allah who gave life. And the one who gives life has the right to take it any time that he wants to. And time has no role in it. And that is shallow look at life. That's why time and dahr is not the real cause of death. The real cause of death is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He is the one who takes life. And he is the one who gives it. And he takes it because he is the one who gave it in the first place. And there is another type of people who are similar to those. They deny that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created them. Atheists. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also He refuted them in the Quran when he said, "Am khuliqu min ghayri shay'in am humul khaliqun?" Were they created out of nothing, or they created themselves? Jubayr ibn Mut'im radiyallahu anhu, he said, "When I heard this verse, my heart was just about to fly away. كَادَ قَلْبِي أَن يطير." What did he understand from this verse? Let us just analyze it for a second. Since we are talking about people with atheist ideas, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, أَمْ خُلِقُوا مِنْ غَيْرِ شَيْءٍ. Of course, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he is putting an amazing debate. He's saying, were you created out of nothing? Of course he's going to say no. Because any person with a minute number of intellect will be able to tell you that nothing will create nothing. Zero will give zero. So that's the first possibility. طيب. أم هم الخالقون. Did you create yourself, ya Habibi? Did you really create yourself? Of course not. So, how did you come about? How did you get here? There's only one answer. It has to be a great power that created you. It has to be a Lord. It has to be Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that's what, when Jubayr radiallahu anhu said, he understood this very clearly. And everything, and when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, إِنْهُمْ إِلَّا يَظُنُّونَ, they only follow doubts and assumptions. You see, all these philosophies are put, that it is not one philosophy agree with another. Each school of philosophy disagree with other philosophy. Even within Christianity and Judaism, as Ibn al-Qayyim said, rahimahullah, that if you would get 10 different schools, scholars of the greatest schools of Christianity, in one room, to explain Trinity, or that aqeedah about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you'll come out with 11 different opinions. Alhamdulillah, in the Islamic Ummah, we do not differ that Allah is one. قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَد. Say Allah is one. Allahu Akbar. We don't differ. Even Sunni and Shi'i does not differ that Allah is one. But other religions, they differ. They cannot explain to you how three is one and one is three. They themselves, from different schools, they differ. But in Islam, all the Muslims, we agree that Allah is wahid. Aqeedah is clear. That's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, anyone who is following other than Islam, he's following assumption. He's assuming. He's following a doubt, conjecture. That's what he is following. He's not following the clear truth that Allah is one. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَإِذَا تُتْلَى عَلَيْهِمْ آيَاتُنَا بَيِّنَاتٍ مَا كَانَ حُجَّتَهُمْ إِلَّا أَنْ قَالُوا ائْتُوا بِآبَائِنَا إِن كُنْتُمْ صَادِقِينَ. And when our clear verses are recited to them, their argument is no other than that they say, bring back our dead fathers if you are truthful. يعني سبحان الله. Again, they're arguing. Again, they want to argue. With all these clear verses that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave them, they said, with the shallow view again, bring us our forefathers if you are truthful. Shuf, subhanallah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not to be put on a test. It is mankind who are tested. You cannot test Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and tell him, if you're truthful, bring me our forefathers. And what is the wisdom behind bringing them? Because every one of them has done what he has done in his life, and he passed away, and he's gone, and he's going to meet his Lord with his deeds. And if it's an issue that you want to see, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bringing life out of death, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does this anyway. Every day in your life and every second in your life, but you don't see it. And even if you see it, because your heart is sealed, you cannot understand it. Who turns the barren land, the dead land, into nice green land? You see the grass coming out and the fruits comes out. Where from? How's the baby who was dead, then came alive and born in front of your eyes? Didn't he come out of death from nowhere? From little drop of sperm? Isn't that sufficient that Allah brings life from dead? But if you do not want to if you don't have intellect, if your heart is not open to understand, there is nothing going to make you understand. And listen to what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says. Listen to what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said. Here he said, قُلِ اللَّهُ يُحْيِيكُمْ ثُمَّ يُمِيتُكُمْ ثُمَّ يَجْمَعُكُمْ إِلَى يَوْمِ الْقِيَامَةِ لَا رَيْبَ فِيهِ وَلَكِنَّ أَكْثَرَ النَّاسِ لَا يَعْلَمُونَ. Say to them, Allah gives you life, then causes you to die, then He will assemble you on the day of resurrection, about which there is no doubt, but most of mankind know not. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He said, لو اتبع الحق أهواءهم لفسدت السماوات والأرض ومن فيهن. And if the truth, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, had been in accordance with their desires, verily the heavens and the earth and whosoever is therein would have been corrupted. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, not to be tested. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He's not going to follow your desires. What you say it is right, and what you say you need for you to believe, then you are going to believe in it. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala going to do it for you, and going to fulfill your desires. Shuf, here He said, Allah gives you life, then causes you to die. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one, He gives life. And then after that, He causes you to die. He'll take that life from you. Yani, before giving you life, you were dead. You were dead. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave you life. Then He will take that life away. And that this verse explains everything. That He is the one who gave you life from the dead, and He is the one who's going to take it. So, it is not time that causes you to die, nor bringing your forefathers going to help you. It is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the one who gave life, and He is the one who takes it, and He is the one who sends the verses for you to believe. And on the day of judgment, He's going to bring you in front of Him and present you. But most of you do not know that. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He said, وَلِلَّهِ مُلْكُ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. Renewing and re-establishing the idea of His Lordship. Listen, and to Allah belongs the kingdom of the heavens and earth. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He's reminding us that He is the one who owns the heavens and earth. And He is the one who says what. And He is the one who says what's going to happen. And He is the one who legislates and makes laws. And He is the one who creates. And He is the one who takes life, because He owns it. He owns the dunya and what it contains. He owns the heavens and earth. No one can question His authority. No one can question the authority of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَيَوْمَ تَقُومُ السَّاعَةُ يَوْمَئِذٍ يَخْسَرُ الْمُبْطِلُونَ. And on the day that the hour will be established, on that day, the followers of falsehood, the polytheists, disbelievers, worshippers of false deities, should lose everything. The falsifiers, on that day, they will lose everything. All these arguments, that it will be proven to them, they are losing arguments on the day of judgment. All this doubt and assumption they were following, all these desires they were following, they will find on the day of judgment, all of them are losers. Everything they tried to defend, everything they tried to stand for, everything they believed in, all the doubts that they had, all this conjecture that they have, all these assumptions that they believed in, all of it will be a losing argument on the day of judgment. And then the conclusion comes. وَتَرَى كُلَّ أُمَّةٍ جَاثِيَةٍ. And you will see each nation humble to their knees. Allahu Akbar. Every ummah, every nation, humble to their knees. You know, my brothers and sisters, when you hear a shocking news, or you see a shocking view, or you see a shocking scene, you say, my knees cannot carry me anymore. I cannot stand up. And you fall on your knees. hopeless. I want you to just imagine this view in your mind when you see everything, you've lost everything, and how the person would collapse. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, يُؤْتَى بِالنَّارِ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ لَهَا سَبْعُونَ أَلْفَ زِمَامٍ مَعْ كُلِّ زِمَامٍ سَبْعُونَ أَلْفَ مَلَكٍ يَجُرُّونَهَا. Allahu Akbar. On that day, you will see the fire. You will see the fire. On that day, the fire, Jahannam, will be bring forth. It has 70 different rain. Each rain is pulled by 70,000 angels pulling the fire. At this, people will collapse on their knees. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِذَا رَأَتْهُم مِّن مَكَانٍ بَعِيدٍ, when Jahannam sees them from a far away place, سَمِعُوا لَهَا تَغَيُّضًا وَزَفِيرًا, they will hear a voice or sounds coming from it, ragging, and they hear its roaring. They will hear its ragging and its roaring. They will hear it. They will hear the roar of Jahannam. Mujahid, the student of Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhuma wa rahimahullah, he said, Inna Jahannam latazfuru zafra, la yabqa malakum muqarrab, وَلَا نَبِيٌّ مُرْسَلٍ إِلَّا خَرَّ لِوَجْهِهِ تَرْتَعِدُ فَرَائِصُهُ. Indeed, Jahannam has a roar, a zafra. There is no close angel nor a prophet sent to mankind except his legs shakes in a way that he will collapse on his face. Subhanallah al-Azim. And this is when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَتَرَى كُلَّ أُمَّةٍ جَاثِيَةٍ, and you would see every nation on its knees. تُدْعَى إِلَى كِتَابِهَا الْيَوْمَ تُجْزَوْنَ مَا كُنْتُمْ تَعْمَلُونَ, and each nation will be called to its record of deeds. This day you shall be recompensed of what you used to do. On their knees, Jahannam, now this is the record of your deeds. وَوُضِعَ الْكِتَابَ, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said. And the book is presented. فَتَرَى الْمُجْرِمِينَ, and you will see the criminals, مُشْفِقِينَ مِمَّا فِيهِ, they're feeling sorry about what is in that book. يَا وَيْلَتَنَا, woe to us, مَا لِهَذَا الْكِتَابِ, what's wrong with this book, لَا يُغَادِرُ صَغِيرَةً وَلَا كَبِيرَةً, has not left small nor great, إِلَّا أَحْصَاهَا, every small and every big deed is enumerated with number and calculated for you. وَوَجَدُوا مَا عَمِلُوا حَاضِرًا وَلَا يَظْلِمُ رَبُّكَ أَحَدًا, and they have seen what they have done presented in front of them, and Allah does not oppress anyone. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will present the book as he said, هَذَا كِتَابُنَا, in Surah Al-Jathiyah, هَذَا كِتَابُنَا, this is our book. يَنْتِقُ عَلَيْكُمْ بِالْحَقِّ, this is our record, speaks about you with the truth. إِنَّا كُنَّا نَسْتَنْسِخُ مَا كُنْتُمْ تَعْمَلُونَ, we were recording what you used to do, i.e. our angels used to record your deeds. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala recorded the deeds and ordered the angels to record the deeds for everyone. And that book is presented and Jahannam is in front of you. Allahu Akbar. What a terrible sight. What a scary sight. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we ask Him to protect us on the day when there is no protector except Allah. And there is no shade except the shade of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is the case of the disbelievers, the case of the polytheists. As for the believers, we'll talk about it inshallah tomorrow night. Subhanaka Allahumma bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa ant, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Wassalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.